Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But we are starting with the Commanders and the Chiefs in Monday Night Football. We just talked about the defense and the comments of Joe Witt about some possible changes to personnel. Let's get to the offensive side of the ledger. And Terry McLaurin finally coming back. He and Deebo Samuel both going to play in this game. Now, we've seen a lot of Deebo, who's been their best player on offense maybe this year. He missed some of he missed the only one game. He played against the Bears, but he just wasn't the same. And then he missed the entirety of this past week in Dallas. Put him to the side for a second.
Yep.
Terry comes back. He has not played in over a calendar month. We have not seen him since they whooped up on the Raiders on September 21st. Is he Terry? Or is he just out there getting back into football shape while getting targeted three or four times and catching two passes?
I think it's the latter. And I don't think that's any kind of indictment or, you know, any kind of criticism. I just don't know that it's fair to expect that from anybody, let alone someone that went through what Terry did. Whether you want to say it was self-inflicted or the team's fault, I don't care. The point is we're here, and he didn't do a training camp. He didn't do a preseason. He didn't do the normal ramp-up that everybody else does who could start off fast, and he wasn't himself to start the year. And, you know, he got hurt. I have no idea if it was because he didn't have the training camp or the ramp-up or because he got hurt on a football play, which happens to a million people. We'll never know the truth, and sort of that's that. But point is, this has been a long-running thing where maybe they thought a couple other times he'd be able to ramp up and go. Now it seems we finally got some really good progress on it. But just because he can go doesn't mean he's himself. Like, there's a difference to me between the baseball player who, you know, strains his hamstring in July, who's already been doing this every day for, 5 months at that point? He misses 10 days, he takes a couple at-bats, and now he's back in rhythm. Versus the guy that has to sit out at the start of the year, who doesn't get a spring training, doesn't get the ramp up, doesn't see live pitching, doesn't have the rhythm of the year. That guy's going to take longer a lot of times. They're going to come back and be himself. By and large, sometimes you see freaks. But to me, that's what this is. This is the, if he'd been hurt in November after having played 10 games and he misses two or three, then he comes back, I wouldn't worry about this. But I feel like he's never been him yet.
Well, he's also played in three games, and we saw what it looked like in the offense with Deebo, and it was about five targets per game. Now, he had four targets in week one against the Giants, 2 for 27. He had four targets against the Raiders. Now, it was 3 for 74 because he had the 56-yard, what should have been a touchdown.
Should have been a touchdown.
Where he got hurt at the goal line. But, you know, the Packers game, it was nine targets, which was great. Five catches, about 48 yards. That's why Toki had to eat 49 shrimp, if you remember.
I do now, yeah.
When we were out and about in Leesburg at Spanky Shenanigans, because Terry ended up with 48 yards. He had to top that total. But those nine targets, it was a lot of, like, garbage time. They're down. They're chasing the game. They're throwing every down. They're giving you 7-8 underneath for Terry. So in their traditional offense, it just, the ball hasn't found him a whole lot. I think that's something to consider as well. I still have hope that by the end of this season, we look back and we go, man, disastrous first half, but look, this was Terry for these final seven games. He ended up on a pace for 77 catches and 1,179 yards.
You know what he always does.
Yeah, just Terry being Terry. I don't think it's going to look like that this week either. I do think there's an element of getting back up to speed. And I think about it through the lens of Sam Cosmi, and maybe that's not fair, because Cosmi got hurt in January in a more serious injury, a torn ACL. But Sam Cosmi came back, and he was clearly rusty. He was clearly not quite himself. And again, this is an extreme example, right? Terry's been out a month. Cosmi was out eight of them or whatever. But everyone just kind of said, man, Cosmi comes back. And they thought that was going to look like Sam Cosmi. Like, that's number 76, the Pro Bowler. And it didn't. That's sometimes what happens when you're trying to get your sea legs back under you. Cliff Kingsbury actually talked about this a little bit today in his press conference with the media. Here was the offensive coordinator out in...
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ashburn.
It's never easy when you have an extended amount of time off. Just building the rapport with the quarterback, any of the new wrinkles we put in the offense, things of that nature. But I expect him to pick back up quickly once he is out there full time. I think being in year two of the system, he at least had a pretty solid understanding of it. And so now it's just about getting his legs back, getting his wind back, and just getting a lot more rest for the quarterbacks.
I don't know what you hear when you listen to that. What I hear Cliff saying is they need reps together. You can't fit 9 weeks of those into 1 week.
Yep.
That's only thing that can allow you to get there is time. And so I kind of take that to mean it's going to take a few weeks possibly.
Same here. Now, maybe that's confirmation bias because that's what I think is going to happen anyhow. But the other point is that would stand to reason, right? Now, I tell you what, I am not qualified to be an offensive coordinator. You and I both know that. Okay, but what I would do here is I would throw the ball to Terry early. Maybe, you know, I get the look I want, and I'll have to check out of it. I would go, you know, one of those old-school slants to Terry McLaurin, where he's using his body really well, a shielding the defender, make a catch in traffic, feel good, feel strong. He gets a touch, and now I've proven that I will do it, and then I don't have to worry about it the rest of the way, right? It doesn't become this mystery or this theme or this thing. Just maybe to put the fear in them that I will certainly be targeting 17, because I wonder how long, you know, how seriously they're taking it, talking about the Chiefs and Steve Spagnuolo and company. But, yeah, it basically is it's hard to do this at the highest levels. It's even harder when you simply haven't been out there and haven't been available for the new wrinkles. We designed a play. It's called X. Well, now it's sort of X minus 2 squared. It starts off the same way, but you haven't drilled it like everybody else has. And, again, it's not his fault. He's been hurt. But, yeah, I sense the same thing that you did there.
So I think their offense has been good enough to be a lot better than 3-4. You know, I have this thing I do where I kind of talk about wins or records by phase. So, in other words, you know, last year I felt like they had a 14-3 offense and a, you know, 13-4 quarterback, and their defense was 6-11, and so you average it out and you get your record, whatever. I think their offense through seven games has probably been like 5-2 good, maybe 4-3, but I'd say leaning closer to 5-2. But Kingsbury was asked about how they haven't had everybody together, how they haven't really even for a week of practice, just had all hands on deck for a week where they get to be what they want to be. And does he still feel like that's happening, or is this just going to be one of those years where you never get to 100% with all of your pieces? This is what Kingsbury had to say about that.
I'm pretty glass half full type mentality, so I expect us to continue to improve, but I just, the biggest deal to me is just the turnover margin has been really bad, and in this league that's the number one indicator of success, and so we have to improve there. And then just consistency, third down, if we can stay on the field, will help. And then just play in, play out, making the routine plays. I feel like we'll have some good plays and we'll string together some bad ones, and that's not who we've been, and we have to try to improve upon that.
We've talked a lot about the turnovers, which he references as one of the problems.
The other side of that coin is the defense gets none. And that's implied.
Yes,
there. Yeah,
that's true.
Uh-huh.
But even on offense, they are turning it over much more. Yes, than they did last year. I believe last year at this time they had 3. This year they had 8, something like that, numbers approximate. Well, third down offense we haven't talked nearly as much about. But the difference for Washington in third down offense is massive. And this is somewhat a Daniel statistic. He just basically waved a wand over the offense on third downs and did crazy things, and they converted last year. But they have gone from number 6 in the NFL last season on third downs to number 24. In a year in which their offense has been pretty good, they're still ranked in the top 10. They're number 7 offensively. They're number 1 running the ball. That's the biggest drop-off pretty much in any category you're going to find, is third down success for them this year. And if they're going to get where they want to be, where people are going to the 106.7 The Fan merch store and buying our No Punts Offense t-shirts again, you got to find a way to be better on third down. That's a quarterback stat, that's a money-making stat, but it's an everybody stat like everything else is. And it's the biggest difference from last year to this year.
Yeah, and it's a lot of, you know, first down unsuccessful runs here, especially of late, where you're facing second and long, third and long. I feel like there's been more of those. Yeah, there was more magic last year where third and 10 wasn't a big deal, but that's not sustainable. It's not a sustainable way to live. Remember, especially in the first half of the year last year, they were so good on first down, that made them great on third down, right? Whether it was a 6-yard little hitch to Austin Eckler, whether it was a run to Brian Robinson that was successful. Again, this first half of the year, not the second half, because they couldn't run it at all. But they were finding a way to kind of stay ahead and stay ahead of schedule, where defenses had to account for everything and they bid on every fake.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.